News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A public consultation is opened today seeking the views of members of the public and employers and other interested parties on the right to request a remote working arrangement. And Alan Dillon, Minister of State for Employment, Small Business and Retail, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Minister. We already have a right to request this. Explain what this consultation process is about.
Well, good morning, Ciara. So today we're inviting people from right across Ireland, workers, employers, anyone who is interested in the future of work, to take part in this public consultation on remote working. 2 years ago, we introduced the right for employees to request remote working under the Work-Life Balance Act. And that was a big step forward, you know, giving people a chance to ask for flexibility while ensuring businesses can manage their operations fairly. So now, I suppose the law requires a review on how the system is working. Is it clear? Is it fair? Are there any unintended consequences? And this is what this consultation is about. I suppose remote working isn't just about convenience. It certainly has been a game changer in many areas, and it's here to stay. So this is about, you know, better work-life balance. It's about reducing our commuting times, reducing our emissions, but it has to work for both employees and employers. So, you know, if you have made a request, if you've managed one, or have views on how the process can be improved, we want to hear from you. The consultation now is opened until the 9th of December, and your feedback certainly will be very important in terms of putting together our final report that will be laid before the Oireachtas next March to ensure that Ireland's remote working policy is fit for purpose.
Okay. And Minister, is this really about establishing, I suppose, a set of criteria perhaps on which an employer can say yes or no? So for example, if an employer says no, and it doesn't meet the criteria for no, that the Work Relations Commission then will step in and give that person the right. Is that what this is actually about? Is that the nub of this?
Well, I suppose the government has always been clear that it would legislate for the right to request remote working, and I suppose not all occupations,
industries
or particular roles would fall into that category. I suppose this review is about balance. We want to support that flexibility for workers, and certainly for employers. So very much as part of this consultation, we want to hear, is the system fit for purpose?
No, and I know that, and you've mentioned all of that, and it makes sense. But currently you have a right to ask, but the employer has a right to say no. So is this really about establishing a set of criteria that no is based on? You cannot say no in all circumstances, or the Work Relations Commission will step in. You can say no in certain circumstances. Is that what this is about?
It is. You know, the Act itself focuses on procedural fairness, and employers must follow the steps and also in a timely manner. And if they don't, employees can go to the WRC, which can, you know, order compliance.
So this is about strengthening the rights. In other words, you already have the right to ask, and now you're going to have a right for a sort of set of criteria to be established that say that you should have been given the actual go-ahead to also work remotely. Is that the direction of travel that we're moving in? Because I'm sure you're aware of what Dennis O'Brien said last week, that he said working from home has been a disaster, and he pointed his finger very firmly at the public service.
Well, that's why we've entered into a public consultation process. We will certainly be guided by the evidence submitted and the practical realities across all sectors. And certainly I don't want to prejudge this review, but certainly I want to hear from employers, I want to hear from unions, I want to hear from a broad spectrum across those who engage in remote working. And, you know, we have the code of practice in place that was developed by the WRC in partnership with employer representatives and unions. And I think that gives practical templates. So if stakeholders feel guidance needs tightening or we require further clarifications, then that's exactly that kind of feedback that we want to see designed into this review.
And lastly, do you think it should be easier for people to work from home?
Well, certainly I've seen the benefits of it, and notwithstanding that, you know, not all jobs, frontline jobs, can be remotely, but we have seen the huge positive impact of remote working. And, you know, it does deliver for families. It does have productivity increases. And we've seen that for some employers. And we're doing a
many other employers, you know, in the tech sector, et cetera, have said that they've seen the complete opposite.
Well, it's I suppose it's not a one size fits all model. It is, you know, I suppose a positive for some and not for others. But I think this consultation will help us better understand what's actually happening in the workplace and not the extremes. And I think we want to ensure that we are, you know, in the practical middle ground. And I suppose that's what good legislation is built on.
Minister of State for Employment, Small Business and Retail, Alan Dillill, thank you very much for joining News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.